AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama says he takes full responsibility for a U.S. drone attack in January that killed two men, an American and an Italian, who were hostages held by Al-Qaeda along the Afghan-Pakistan border.
I cannot begin to imagine the anguish that the Weinstein and Laporto families are enduring today.
The president says the U.S. didn't know Warren Weinstein and Giovanni Laporta were being held. The strike also killed two Americans working for Al-Qaeda. Loretta Lynch has been confirmed as the nation's 83rd attorney general.
She'll be the first black woman to head the Justice Department.
This is a milestone in the history of the United States.
This is a great historic moment.
10 Republicans, including Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, voted for her. Ted Cruz said her refusal to denounce the president's executive action on immigration should disqualify her.
Unfortunately, the answers that Ms. Lynch gave at the confirmation hearing, in my opinion, render her unsuitable.
While he made his feelings known, Cruz was the only senator who didn't vote. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Former CIA Director David Petraeus is sentenced today in Charlotte, North Carolina, was 2 years probation for leaking classified material to his mistress while she was working on a book.
As I did in the past, I apologize to those closest to me and to many others, including those with whom I was privileged to serve in government and in the military over the years.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter revealed for the first time the Pentagon uncovered a breach by Russian hackers into an unclassified defense computer network earlier this year.
We quickly identified the compromise and had a team of incident responders hunting down the intruders within 24 hours.
The prosecution is rested in the penalty phase of the trial of Boston Marathon bomber Yohar Tsarnaev. An update on Wall Street. The Nasdaq Composite closed at a record high. The Dow gained 20 points. This is AP Radio News. The New England Patriots were congratulated by President Obama at the White House for another Super Bowl title.
The president says with their fourth NFL win, the Patriots are something special.
They have set a standard for excellence that we may not see again for a very long time.
Quarterback Tom Brady wasn't here, but Super Bowl hero Malcolm Butler, whose goal line interception sealed the win, was.
Malcolm has earned a lifetime of free drinks in every bar in Boston.
Remember, this was the team hit by a scandal over underinflated footballs. Obama promised not to make jokes.
I was worried that 11 out of 12 of them would fall flat.
Besides, he says, Deflategate was blown out of proportion. Mark Smith at the White House.
An ice cream company, Jenny Splendid of Ohio, has shut down production. Listeria was found in samples of frozen treats. The action follows a similar action by Texas-based Bluebell Creameries on Monday. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.